Giant
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to conservative podcast in the country.
What movie did we just watch?
We just watched Godzilla versus Mothra.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. We were just practicing counting our syllables there.
We're training in haiku recently.
Let us know how we're doing. We want feedback from you guys. We do really care.
I just want to thank you guys for making this show the number one most listened to conservative podcast in America.
Yeah, there's really nothing, you know, there's just nothing like it.
You guys are our bread and butter.
Yep. You make all of our money. If it wasn't for you, we would have no money.
Usually, sometimes I ask this question, how many times have you seen this movie?
I'm not sure, because some of these movies kind of blend together. Because this one is in that collection that we both had.
Mm-hmm.
A collection of like five or six of the Showa movies.
We both grew up with this DVD, with the same DVD collection, watching the same movies. It comes with the American version of the first Godzilla. It comes with Rodan.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with Godzilla versus Mothra, Godzilla's Revenge,
mm-hmm.
and Terror of Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
So we're reviewing Godzilla versus Mothra, which I have watched 1 million times.
Really?
Yeah, I watched the shit out of this movie. I remember I briefly lived with my cousins in Florida, and I had this DVD set when I was there living with them, and I was trying to get them to watch the movie with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to put in my movie now. And they did this thing. They were just trying to get out of watching it because they didn't want to watch it. And they were like, well, what's it rated? And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't have a rating on it. And I think it's unrated.
Right, because like, it's just a fucking foreign movie.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's unrated. And they're like, I don't think our parents are going to let us watch that because it's unrated. And I think I just put it in without... you know, I was like, yeah, I'm still putting it in. It's like, there's nothing in here aside from Hitler beating the shit out of that.
Yeah.
His business associate.
Yeah. I've seen this movie a good bit of times, I think. I don't think out of all the movies in that collection, I didn't watch this one a ton. But I watched them a good bit.
You know, this movie is considered one of the best Godzilla movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's really weird to me.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it's like... I guess we'll get into that later, but it's certainly not...
It's not a particularly great movie, especially for the time frame.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's...
I do have some good things to say about this movie, but...
Yeah, it's not a bad movie.
It's bizarre to pick this one, though.
Yeah, it really...
For people to still be like, and Godzilla vs. Mothra is a great one for the Showa series.
I watched this movie, actually, back during Christmas break. I put this on. Because
really?
Yeah, I was at my house, and I found on the little shelf in my living room this... It was like in a DVD holder or something.
Mm-hmm.
One of those little pouches. And I watched a video recently that said, like, you know, like, Godzilla vs. Mothra is widely considered, like, the best, one of the best Godzilla movies, one of the best versus movies, you know? And I was like, well, maybe I'm missing something, because I don't remember it being, like, you know, stand out in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, maybe, you know, I can, like, I'll be able to appreciate more. I put it on, and I...
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, it's really not, like, I don't... see what puts it over others.
Right. Even as a kid, I didn't like this movie because there was a lot of people. I mean, I watched it several times, but I wasn't crazy about it compared to some of the others because there's so much people bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people bullshit. And it's one of those ones, I think it's the last one where we're gonna have to deal with this, but it's got those awful sped up fights.
Yeah, sped up little sections.
Completely, like, trashed the value of the fight scenes.
Yeah.
For me. Like, it's just kind of worthless.
Totally.
Yeah.
Great. A great, yeah. It a lot of value lost in.
Okay, so a hurricane happens.
Yeah.
Off the coast of Japan, some part of Japan. It passes through an island and washes off Mothra's egg. I'm assuming this is the same island as the last, as Mothra, the first, but they never say the name of the island, and I was looking for it.
Yeah.
They say the name of a different island, but I'll get to that later. So the egg washes away from the island, washes ashore on Tokyo. A businessman who looks exactly like Hitler, like Japanese Hitler.
Yeah.
Says he bought the egg from one of the local people who helped bring it to shore, from what I can tell, mm-hmm. or some kind of landowner on the beach. The fairies show up from the last movie, asking them to bring the egg back to the island, and they try to steal the fairies, the business people. Yeah, and then Godzilla shows up.
Godzilla
crawls out of the fucking ground for some reason.
Yeah. Godzilla shows up, starts romping down basically just like a beach. He's just like walking on the beach.
He destroys like a power plant or something.
Yeah.
Right when he gets out.
That's a cool shot. I'll talk about that later.
He destroys a power plant, and then our main characters go to Mothra's island
to beg for help.
To get help from the adult Mothra.
Yeah.
Which is in its old age now. And
they say no at first. The villagers and the fairies.
Change their mind, and then Mothra shows up to help fight Godzilla, and then Mothra uses all of her energy and dies.
Yep, and then the egg hatches. And then two larvae come all over Godzilla. Some children get in trouble from Godzilla while the larvae come on him. And then they win. And Godzilla falls into the water. And then the children and a teacher are saved. And then the larvae ride off into the sunset on the water.
This movie frustrated me as a kid because Godzilla lost.
Yeah, I remember. I felt that way, too. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember pounding my fist on the ground in my room, on my floor, being like, what the hell? I was kind of mad at Godzilla.
What kind of jip is this?
I was mad at Godzilla because it's like, you have beaten far worse opponents.
You've beaten Gigan.
Yeah,
that Gigan, motherfucker has a chainsaw on.
King Ghidorah on several occasions.
Yeah.
You know, he held his own against Destroya.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, and he can't beat two fucking caterpillars.
Totally.
He beat the spider that had the same power.
Same power, And more legs.
Yeah.
These
little fuckers were just born.
Yeah. These came out the womb and then... Mm. But yeah, these guys just came out of the womb and kicked Godzilla's shit in.
Yeah.
And
I think this is the last one where Godzilla gets his ass beat.
Yeah, he kind of becomes the hero after this, from what I remember. Yeah,
I brought it up a couple episodes ago, but Godzilla really kind of sucks his first few movies because he dies in the first one, gets beat by the military or by some planes in the second one.
Yeah.
Gets beat by King Kong in the third one. And in the fourth one, he gets his ass beat by some caterpillars.
Yep.
And I think the next one's the first one where he's gonna win, but I don't think he gets any good kills.
Yeah, no good kill shots.
This one has one of the first real shots that I would kind of associate with being, like, the true Godzilla.
Mm. Is it I'll just let you speak.
I think not one shot in particular, but there's some shots in the scene where he gets out of the ground and he starts destroying the power facility or whatever that is.
The power plant. There's like a tracking shot of him, and the power plant looks really good. Godzilla looks really good. You can tell he's really there, not superimposed.
Mm.
You know, it's just like really smooth tracking, and it looks really fucking good.
But it's the best Godzilla suit to date, and it's not saying much.
Yeah,
but it is the best Godzilla they got.
They're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, they're at least getting it symmetrical at this point, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. He's got some, his, like, whole front lip is,
He's got, like, a Simpsons, like, grandpa front lip.
It's flopping around a lot.
Yeah, it's just got its own physics.
Yeah, ragdoll physics.
But it when he's, you know, it's in color and you finally see him blowing all that shit up, it's just like, okay, it's kind of getting to be like the Godzilla that everybody knows.
The pop culture image of Godzilla starts to get formed by this movie.
So that's cool. But yeah. He doesn't destroy a city or anything in this.
Yeah.
That doesn't start happening.
He's just kind of walking around in the dirt for most of it, besides that power plant part.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just kind of walking around the dirt. Yeah, let's talk about the,
He does destroy that building with the businessman in it, though.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Which is kind of out by itself.
Yeah, it's just like a hotel, right?
Yeah, I guess it must be.
Yeah. That's a cool part. I just kind of like that. There's two fucking businessmen are just, like, fighting over some money or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the one with the gun just turns and sees Godzilla coming straight for
yeah,
him.
That is, like, there was that, seeing that as a kid, like, genuinely, like, made me, like, get out, go, like, you guys are running out of time,
yeah,
you guys are fucked,
stop fighting over money, why isn't the money in the bank, why do you have it in a cabinet? There's some funny dubbing in this.
Is there?
A little bit. There's that one guy who's, like, the scientist, and, like, half the time he talks normal. And half the time he kind of talks like this.
I think I just kind of tuned out because I'm so used to it.
Really?
At this point, yeah. This movie in particular, not just these movies.
Right.
It was kind of bugging me that, like, there's no Japanese audio.
Yeah.
I mean, I've voiced my frustrations before, but I would like the option for Japanese audio in some of these.
Yeah.
So I could have more consistent. It's making me, I'm realizing that a lot of these people are returning actors.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I could hear their real voice, I'd be able to point it out more. But every time I see somebody, I'm like, is that them? And I have to look them up. And I'm, most of the time I'm right, but it's a little frustrating because they have wildly different dub actors in every movie they're in.
Totally. Let's talk about some of the returning actors. One of them,
the guy from Mothra, the main character from Mothra,
is
the scientist I think you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in this. There's the guy who talks about his corns in King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, he shows up as the egg guy.
Yeah, he's his thing is eggs.
I think the main guy in this, I think that's Akira Takarada. And I think that's the guy, he's in a ton of Godzilla movies, but I think he plays, like, the Prime Minister in Final Wars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
He's really cool. I saw, like, an interview with him in, like, a little documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He was really cool. They had, like, a panel of those actors who were in, like, a ton of Godzilla movies.
Right, yeah. There's that old man. Did we confirm that? We're pretty sure.
We're pretty sure the old man leader of the tribe.
Of the natives on Mothra's Island is the same guy who's on the fucking, he's like the leader of the
King Kong
Kong native island. Oh, also, and the guide.
Oh, yeah.
The little man painted brown in King Kong versus Godzilla.
The liaison.
Yeah. He the translator,
the
maybe.
The guy who was going, oh, go.
Yeah, he's really bringing his front lip forward a lot. Oh, you know.
He made a little cameo in this.
Yeah, he was like a villager.
He was one of the people who got the egg out.
Yeah, they were like, sold the egg or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It's
Ishiro Honda directed this.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I was looking for the director's credit whenever.
It was at the beginning. It was, they credited him as Inoshiro Honda, but
that's probably why it doesn't fucking.
This movie's not as good as Mothra.
Yeah, I was thinking about that while we were watching it. I was like, I was thinking about it. Am I going to give this more Don Fries than Mothra? And we'll get to that later, but I don't think it's as good as Mothra.
I don't think it's as good as Mothra either.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's just because watching it as an adult. Well, I don't know. Even watching both of them as an adult, the characters don't really stand out as much in this one as the other one.
Yeah, and that's not to say that they're bad, though.
Yeah, I think the characters in this are fine. I actually like the woman character in this a good bit.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, she didn't do a whole lot, but she actually kind of played a role.
Yeah.
And she had, like, a running thing where, like, she could convince people to do things.
Yeah.
That the men couldn't convince the other people to do.
Right, yeah. So she's getting that scientist to...
And she's not really annoying. Like, some of them try to shoehorn a woman in there.
Yeah.
And she can get really annoying, I guess, just because they don't know how to write women characters, yeah. Probably.
But this, yeah, she's cool. I like her.
She wears some cool hats.
Yeah, yeah.
She dresses like a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, she does. I really like her. I don't know. I can't really point anything out better that I love, but I just enjoyed her.
Egg guy is cool.
Egg guy's cool. Yeah, I like Egg guy. The two main guys, the scientist and the reporter guy, are kind of...
They're kind of flat.
White bread. Yeah. Just... you know.
They do a fine job.
Yeah, they do their job.
Hitler is great in this.
Hitler's great, as always.
Oh, speaking of returning actors, I think this is one I missed. But the editor who's a dick to the egg guy.
Yeah.
I think he played a general in King Kong versus Godzilla.
Did he?
I think so.
I don't remember any of the general's faces, so
definitely a general in one of the movies, but I think it was King Kong versus Godzilla. It was something we watched in color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool that there's a little cast of returning characters that's in all of these.
Mm-hmm, totally.
It's interesting because it's not like James Bond, where like they had a running series where they would return to play the same characters. They're different characters in every movie.
Yeah.
And some of these are like they play completely different main characters in direct sequels.
Yeah.
Which is a little odd, but...
I mean, it's a little more standard for the 60s, I think, because I don't think continuity was as important.
I was thinking about this while we were watching the movie. I was thinking, like, you know how, you know, we're going to tell kids, you know, who grow up watching movies. I guess we already are. We're like, oh, well, you know, we didn't always have just the movie ready to go on Netflix. You know, we had to go to Blockbuster to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine like the generation before being like, well, we couldn't always just go to Blockbuster and get it. What we had was going to the movie theater and seeing it once, and then that was it.
Yeah, you could never see it again.
After it was out after of the movie
that,
theater.
You had memory.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, they played it again on a fucking matinee or something.
Some weird shit.
Yeah.
Have to read the fucking newspaper to...
Yeah, be like, oh, what's playing today? What's playing in a week?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But yeah.
It just, yeah, I think continuity wasn't as important to people, maybe.
Speaking of continuity, why the fuck was Godzilla in the ground?
Okay, yeah. I think it never stuck out to me as a kid.
I always thought it was kind of cool as a kid. I was like, fuck yeah, Godzilla's coming out of the ground. You never know where he's coming from. That's kind of how I looked at it. I was like, yeah, he's fucking everywhere. You know, there's nothing to protect you against Godzilla. And now, looking at it, you know, the first one, he dies. Okay, the second one, they find a new one in the ocean, and he gets trapped in ice.
And
okay.
Then he comes out in ice in King Kong versus Godzilla.
Iceberg, and then he ends up in the water.
Yeah.
But how does he end up from the ocean into the middle of a fucking construction site underground?
Yeah.
Just below the surface.
Yeah, enough to just kind of get up and it all the, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think he washed up in that fucking hurricane?
I was thinking about that, like considering it, but I don't know. I was kind of, I think as a kid, I always thought like, well, Godzilla's like an animal, so he probably dug a hole and was underground. Yeah, you know.
I think what I thought as a kid was that he was like in some kind of tunnel underground.
I thought he kind of like dug one, you know.
He like got, you know, he was underground at a different point and just decided to come up there. But watching it now, it's kind of like he was just asleep under the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
So when the fairies show up to the businessmen, there you got Hitler and you got Hitler's boss, who's got all the money in his closet.
Oh God, he's got so much money.
And they get in a little bit of a
tiff.
A fight, And then they get in a fight at the end in which one of them gets fucking killed. But in the beginning, they get in a smaller fight and the fairies show up talking about the egg. And
yeah, they go, please give it back. Please give back our egg.
And they try to catch the fairies. And every time they try to catch them, they get them in a net or whatever, a bag, and they disappear and show up in another place. And I'm just thinking the whole time, why couldn't they teleport out in the first Mothra?
I don't know.
They couldn't just teleport back to the fucking island because they teleported back and forth from the island to the mainland in this one like a motherfucker.
Now, I don't know if the fairies look pretty different in this one. I don't know if the fairies were making a little money off of those shows that they were in the first one, but they bought themselves some hats and mink coats or something, you know? They got something out of that. They were using a little bit of that dirty money.
You think they bought teleportation?
Yeah, they're like subscribing to a teleportation service.
It's as good a theory as any, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, once again, it's like another thing where neither filmmakers nor audiences, probably more filmmakers, cared about continuity. Where they're just like, yeah, they're fairies, they're magic, you know?
I guess. I think we're supposed to assume, so the first Mothra movie started out with just the egg. There was no adult Mothra. The egg hatches, turns into the larva.
Yeah.
And then cocoons. The larva turns into the butterfly Mothra.
Yeah.
And then in this one, there's another egg, but there's already a Mothra, an adult Mothra. So I think we're supposed to believe that this is part of both the Godzilla and Mothra continuity, because they didn't say,
yeah,
in the first Mothra, they didn't act too surprised that Mothra was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were worried about it, but they weren't like, oh my god, how is this possible?
Yeah, like, how can something be this big, you know?
Yeah,
how,
so
you know, like, holy shit.
I think it's not too big of a leap of a conclusion to believe that Godzilla exists in the same continuity as Mothra.
Mm-hmm.
So that for the Mothra, the adult Mothra, who is now like aging and dying in Godzilla versus Mothra, is the same Mothra that was new in the last movie.
Yeah.
And so we're left with the two Mothra larva at the end of this, which will be important for the next movie.
Yes.
And from there, I think there's a still like kind of a loose continuity between all the Godzillas, because the larvae show up and then the adult Mothra show up several points.
Just like, I don't know, maybe the people who are making these movies didn't see the other ones or something, or you know, they're like, okay, what happened in the last one? You know, like,
well, Shiro Honda directed this one and Mothra,
but I don't know. Maybe he was just getting them out so fast he couldn't remember. He was like, there was two of them, and then the adult. Yeah.
I don't know if you were thinking about this when you were watching the movie, but I was. Why couldn't Mothra just carry that fucking egg back?
I wasn't thinking about it, but maybe it's just because she's old.
Bullshit. How'd she fucking lay that thing in the first place? It's fucking bigger than her.
Yeah.
I actually learned that I might have already told you this off camera, but there's a capacity limit or something, like a size, like a cap where like living creatures can't lay an egg that is bigger than a certain size, like no matter how big the animal is, because there's like a ratio of like the stuff that's in the egg to the size of the eggshell, like the surface area, that doesn't allow it to be past a certain size.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I think that's pretty stupid too.
Yeah. Just another example of why it's good that Obama's out of the White House.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, totally. If you needed a reason.
So you want me to talk about this island?
Yeah, go ahead and do this segment's called Island Talk.
We might as fucking well, because every one of these fucking movies, I didn't notice this as a kid for some reason, every one of these fucking movies has a fucking made-up island in it. Or sometimes a real island, which I'll get into in just a moment. But it's just ridiculous. Like, why can't they have all this stuff happen on land? Just like...
Yeah.
You need an island. I guess maybe it probably has something to do with the time period, just like the exotic islands were...
A thing, yeah. Just a common trope.
Kind of like the nuclear, the atom bomb.
They were just storytelling vernacular back then, I guess.
Anyway, so this movie doesn't have any subtitles. The copy that I don't have. I've tried to turn some on. But from what I heard, they call an island... Okay, so there's an island, not the one that Mothra's on, but there's one really close to the coast of wherever they are. I don't even know if they give their location to where they are. I don't think they're supposed to be in Tokyo or anything like that.
Yeah, it's just Japan.
Off the coast, really close. You know, might as well be a fucking... What do they call them? Barrier Islands?
Yeah.
It might be a barrier island, I don't know. But they said, like, Iwa Island. And I looked up... Okay, it could either be Iwa or Iwo. Mm-hmm. So I look up Iwa Island... And it's like a Polynesian island or some shit. So I know that's not what they're talking about. I look up Iwo Island, and the only thing that comes up is Iwo Jima. So, that's where they were. They were on Iwo Jima, which is famous for...
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. So, that's where they were. Nothing more to say about that, I guess. Good on him for making a real island. Mm-hmm. For making the island in this movie real.
For respecting the troops.
for honoring our fallen, all the troops that we lost in 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Never forgive.
Let's talk about the Mothra Island. They briefly mentioned that the island was like subject to atomic testing, which I guess fits in with the last one, because they said it was like in the area of
Were like in the zone, and they went on it and it was barren, and it's barren for like 20 feet and then you go over a ridge and there's trees everywhere.
Well, in this one there's no, remember, like there's only that little like,
oh yeah, there's only a patch.
So I guess between the last movie and this one, they, you know, we're gonna bomb the shit out of them.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah. They kind of stand around and go, man, nukes sure are bad.
Yeah, they say, like, you know, we should show this island to anyone who thinks war is a good idea.
Yeah.
As they say that, they're walking through, like, this fucking graveyard of, like, these massive creatures that they've never seen before.
They're just like, ah, shit. They, you know, like, man, radiation, huh?
These, like, huge fucking dinosaurs and like giant versions of like animals that exist are there.
Yeah. There's one that's like moving around. I remember as a kid.
I was about to ask you, you know the thing about that?
What?
It's a thing among Godzilla fans.
I don't know.
It has a name. It's called Skeleturtle. And it's like fans go crazy over it. Like for some reason they've latched onto it and they always say like it's not just a skeleton like the rest of them, it's alive because it's moving. And to me, it's very apparent that it's just blowing in the wind.
Yeah, that's what I, for a second I was like, oh, is that alive? And then I was like, oh wait, no, there's just wind.
Yeah, people say like you can also tell it's alive because it's blinking, because like you can see like in its eye it's like moving, but it's very clearly just like you can see through the other eye hole, and when it moves the angle shifts.
Yeah.
But there are people out there who will tell you that, no, it's alive. It's like a kaiju.
Yeah. They've forced it into the canon.
Yeah. Seriously.
If you guys ever wanted an example of just how autistic this fan base can get, there's a good example.
It's really like, is Godzilla not enough for you? You gotta make up some shit like this?
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough monsters going around that you gotta be like, Skeleturtle.
I don't know if you used to do this, but I used to look at the back of the covers and they'd have like the little emblems.
Yes.
For all the monsters. I remember I'd look at, you know, like Final Wars and there'd be like, brrr, you know, and I'd be like, fuck yeah. You know, and I guess the point I'm just trying to make is you can look on the back of something like Final Wars or Destroy All Monsters, and you'll see all these fucking monsters that are present in this universe. Is that not enough?
Yeah, I remember playing the video games, and on the loading screen, the fucking edge of the screen was like bordered with those things, yeah, with all the monsters that were in the game.
Yeah. Like shit.
Orga and Baragon and Gigan and Megajirus. Skeleturtle is... I think we can say that we've debunked Skeleturtle here.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting too edgy by saying Skeleturtle is not real.
We're demoting it back to just a skeleton.
Yes.
We'll never say...
Skeleturtle is not canon.
We're never going to say Skeleturtle again right after that.
After what you just said?
Yes. We're just going to call it the skeleton of a turtle.
Yeah.
That was in the back of...
Or just that wiggling skeleton.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good character stuff, or not great or anything, but like the characters are okay. The mm-hmm. story is okay. You know, by Godzilla standards, at least it's coherent.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, those guys bought, it's not like getting convoluted like a lot of these do, where it's like, okay, businessman bought the egg. They're going to try to, you know, make money off the egg. They're going to fuck these villagers over. These guys are, you know, Godzilla's fucking up Japan. We're going to go get Mothra. Mothra will fight Godzilla. You know, military will try to blow up Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get convoluted in the way that, like, something like Godzilla versus Gigan does. Not convoluted, but, like, it just isn't, like, sometimes it's hard to just know what the fuck is going on in some of these movies.
I'm not sure with Godzilla versus Gigan. I feel like I understood what was going on in that one.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know what you're talking about when you say that some of these can get convoluted, like Godzilla versus Biollante.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's probably a better example.
But, yeah, I was gonna say that Godzilla versus Gigan is probably a better movie
than this,
in my opinion. Yeah, and I know a lot of people would disagree.
Mm.
You might even disagree, but... If you're going to say that this is, like, one of the best, like, if this is quintessential Godzilla, I'd say, like, why not throw Godzilla versus Gigan in there?
Because yeah,
it's roughly the same level of quality.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. There's, like I said, the story's coherent, and I mean, so, like, what this would need to be, like, great at this point, you know, with, like, this decent story and, you know, okay characters.
Mm-hmm.
What you would need at this point is like a really good fight.
Right.
If this had like an awesome badass fight, I would be like, okay, yeah, this is one of the best ones. Cause it's just like easy to follow or like simple to follow. It doesn't get grating
mm-hmm.
at any point. But the fight is a little lame.
The fight's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's one
of those parts where I just kind of like nod off. Not, like, sleep, but just I sort of, like, start looking around because
there's not much to pay attention to.
They should have set it in a city.
Yeah, because what it comes down to, I think, the weakness of this fight is that... And it's a reason, like, I'd never... Like, as a kid, I never really liked Mothra all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Is because, like, they just can't do anything to each other.
Right.
Godzilla should just be able to fucking murder this
right.
moth, you know, this butterfly, and Mothra doesn't really have any powers, you know, I mean, in most of the video games, she's like a power-up,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you could just get her and she'll zap him, you know, one of the, whatever, but, you know, there's just not much she can do.
They have that, like, smoke shit she does with her wings, which,
yeah.
like, doesn't even do anything to Godzilla, like, at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't. In these early ones, it's really lame because, like.
She blows shit. She fucking hits
yeah.
him with wind, and then she can squirt shit on him. And then he fucking hits her once, you know, with atomic breath, and she's fucking down.
They didn't really make Godzilla fighting Mothra interesting until the Heisei
mm-hmm.
period, and then it got kind of cool, and then
yeah.
in the Millennium movies, it got really cool.
Yeah, totally.
But
GMKs.
It's just cool. like really doesn't work. They don't work off of each other really well, they which don't is have... weird because people consider this, A, people consider this one of the best Godzilla movies, and B, they consider Mothra like one of Godzilla's like worst enemies, or like, you know,
greatest foes.
Yeah. His foil.
But yeah, there's nothing really like, I don't know, there's nothing that really, like, I think you already said it, but they don't play off each other in any way. Yeah. Like, there's no strength that Mothra has that Godzilla doesn't, you know?
There's a large portion of this fight where that's shot, like, really up close to Godzilla's head, and they just have her, like, feet on the top of his head. Yeah. And they're both just wiggling around a ton.
Yeah.
And that's really lame. Like, just have, I don't know, I think part of what makes Gigan a cool opponent is that, like, they're both kind of, like, shaped like humans.
Yeah.
Two arms, two legs, and they can fight like that.
Yeah.
They can fight with their arms and their heads and all the cool shit they have on them.
Yeah.
Mothra just flies around.
Yeah, she doesn't really have any appendages either. I mean, she has the little legs, but she can't really grapple.
Yeah.
You know? They just, they really didn't know how to make that work.
In other movies, they, you know, in the Heisei movies, they make her start grabbing shit and throwing it at Godzilla and using it to her benefit. But in this, they really didn't use, it was just, they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Not much here. And then, like, the larvae can do even less.
Yeah, they just sit around.
They sit around and they can squirt shit.
And they bite him.
Yeah, they bite him like once. Oh, God. One of the fucking larvae gets thrown the fuck around on Godzilla's tail.
Throttled.
He goes for a ride. There's the fight's pretty lame. Nothing much happens, and it goes on for a while, and it does get grating.
And it's sped up. Like I said before.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's section. Yeah.
The sped up makes, like, a lame fight even lamer. Like I said, it makes it lose all value.
It totally, like,
anything it had.
Yeah, already, like, I'm kind of, like, distanced from it, you know? I'm like, this fight is happening in front of me. And then I see sped up footage, and it pushes me out even farther.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you know, I can't really explain it much more than that. But
it makes it impossible to suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, it's already hard with all this, the way these suits are shot and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's already
another
hard.
Fucking hurdle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I said, it's just, it's awful that the whole thing takes place on, like, the coast. Like a beach.
There
dry,
is no,
sandy area.
There's no scale.
Yeah.
Because there's not even fucking trees.
Yeah.
It's just grass and dirt.
If you don't have the monsters in, like, a city or something, then, like, they might as well just be people fighting.
Yeah.
Because you need that context. Plus, it's cool. You get to watch them blow shit up. That's the highlight of this movie is Godzilla walking through a power plant.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, the only time it comes close to being, like, real.
And even then, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's not like, you don't really have a, there's no common sense of how big a power plant is.
Right.
You know, I mean, you get, you know, a power plant's pretty big, but there's no, like, it's not like a skyscraper where you see, you know, a tall building and you go, and you can just, I guess your brain kind of thinks, you know, like, okay, one person is, you know, a little shorter than one story of that, so, like, it, you know, it,
a lot
whatever.
Of time in the city scenes, they have, like, cars and buses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and you can just, you just feel it, like, there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool, and this is... There's, like, no city. The
it's
only
just lame. Yeah.
They do have him destroy that pagoda.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's not bad or anything, but
it goes by really fast.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
You do have some cool shots of people running away from Godzilla in this.
Yeah.
I remember that vividly as a kid. The part where all the people are running away and they have, like, packed up all their shit and they're like
throwing it on top of cars. Yeah,
that reminded me of when I went to Epcot as a kid. The buildings looked like the Japan building in Epcot, which is really cool. Just as a kid, seeing that.
Yeah,
we also have our first person saying it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
Does he say run, it's Godzilla, or
no,
does
I just
he just
think
say
he says it's Godzilla? He goes, oh, it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's Hitler's boss that says it.
Maybe.
Yeah, he freaks out. Godzilla comes out of the dirt and he goes, "Oh, it's Godzilla." Mm-hmm. That's awesome. There's also another part in this where the military has a go at Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets pretty grating, too. They take a couple goes at him. They launch a bunch of fucking missiles at him.
Planes and boats and shit.
It's just like, I get it. You were launching it. You were shooting at him a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, fucking stop it. Just go back to people talking at this point.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, it's bad when your action scene, when I want to go back to people talking from your action scenes.
We should probably get into Don Fry territory.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
This time, yeah, it's actually right on the dot. I'll go first. We've been saying a lot of bad shit about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mostly, it's kind of like Godzilla. Maybe it's because we're just assholes and we want to be fucking different.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just honest, honestly. But we're... It's just, you know, it's another thing where this thing just has a reputation of being great, and there's not much to support that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this movie isn't bad. It's okay.
As far as these things go.
As far as these things go, yeah. This movie isn't, I mean...
Far from the worst.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, Godzilla raids again, you know, with the context of that, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, this is fucking Wonderland. This is great. You know, but you can't judge everything by that shit. But yeah, this movie's just okay. There's nothing really that stands out about it. I like the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the shots were kind of cool of Godzilla in this.
Mm-hmm.
Suit's getting better. But besides that, there's not really anything I really like about this movie next to Eggman. I'm going to go ahead and give this movie, like, a 5.5.
Okay.
Because it's, like, just a tad bit above average.
Right.
You know, it's not, like, painfully average anywhere where I'm just completely indifferent, but it is, like, there's good stuff in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not, like, a pain to watch or anything, the whole time at least. Sometimes it is a little grating, like we've said... Mostly in action scenes. But, yeah, I don't have too many strong feelings about this movie. I have strong feelings about the reputation that it has.
Right.
You know, it's really not that great. I don't, y'all pick one out of a hat and say, yeah, this is known as the best one.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever watch a YouTube video or anything, or, you know, any fake podcasts, mm-hmm. millions of fake podcasts that are on... Apple Podcast and Spotify and all that.
Fake Godzilla fans.
It really is. I don't know. I hate that using that fucking term of fake fans, but I really do think, you know, like we watched me and Grattan were watching a video the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this dude's recommending the best Godzilla movies. And he's not recommending the best Godzilla movies.
Yeah, recommending Godzilla movies for beginners, and he's recommending movies that'll turn people off.
Yes.
Just watch this movie. Honestly, I mean, you don't have to agree with us, but like, just what? And I don't mean to cut into your.
No, Don I'm pretty Fry much time. Done with my Don Fries. If you want to go ahead and start saying your spiel.
I mean, just watch this movie and kind of decide for yourself, because I think if you do that, then you'll land on the opinion that it's not one of the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you have movies that are like way more fun. You have Godzilla versus Invasion of the Astro Monster,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. It's a genuinely, you know, fun time in this period of Godzilla movies. You have what's it called? Destroy All Monsters. Destroy All Monsters is a good time.
Yeah.
In this time period, nobody puts that with the best of the Showa series.
For whatever reason.
King
Kong versus Godzilla?
King Kong versus Godzilla is honestly a little bit of a better time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you don't have the weird sped up fights.
I mean, everything looks so weird and fucked up. That's why it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, if you're into that. But yeah, there's just nothing really.
I'm going to give this movie a 6.
Mm.
Coming off the heels of Mothra, I really liked that movie, and it's like the direction is actually good
mm-hmm.
in that. So it's a little bizarre to see this one, which makes me think that it was kind of rushed out to some extent.
Yeah,
but it's not terrible. I think I gave Mothra an 8. I'd say 2 points down is a good measurement for how much of a difference in quality there is. And it's really boring. You'd think you have these two cool monsters. You have Mothra, who had her own great movie.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to these kind of movies. And then you have Godzilla, which is, you know, the big one.
Yeah.
You'd think that it would be a match made in heaven. You'd think that it was, you know, the makings of one of the best ones of these. But it really isn't. It really doesn't have much new to offer.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure financially it was a match made in heaven.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know how well Mothra did.
I think Mothra did really well.
It was based off a book. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, Mothra is a book adaptation.
I had no idea.
Or I think novella or something. I don't know.
Light novel.
Some crazy bullshit. But yeah, it was adapted for a movie.
I had no idea. I feel stupid now.
And so it's, you know, should have been. I don't know how it. I'm sure it didn't live up to King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Especially DVD since looks it's fucking awful. This DVD like almost blew out my sound bar with a fucking error.
Yeah. Like, just a high pitched click, scratch, pop.
It sounded like something like fell behind the TV or something. That's what I thought the first time it happened, and I rewound it, and it fucking was even worse the second time.
It is in a fixed spot on the timeline of this DVD.
I have some fucking glue on that DVD, some Elmer's glue on the bottom of that DVD or what.
Yeah.
It didn't help the quality.
It was, it scared me the first time. It hurt my ears.
It scared me more the second time.
Yeah, it got worse the second time, I think. There was, some white pixels.
Yeah, I saw some black pixels on the screen.
Fuck.
I didn't even see anything the first time I watched it. I mean, anyway. But there is a cool shot I didn't talk about in this movie, and that's where the main characters are talking to the fairies in the forest, sort of just outside of where they usually are, and then they look over and see Mothra in, a field.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool shot, and I really liked that as a kid. It's just, for whatever reason, I can really feel that atmosphere. It's kind of cool and breezy in the forest, and, you know, the sun's, just gone down.
Right.
And they see Mothra, and they're like, holy shit, and then Mothra flies away, and...
Mm-hmm. Goodbye!
Yeah.
Goodbye! We're leaving!
Fucking weird shit. I think they show the fairies on top of Mothra for a split second, and they're way too big.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta love it.
Anything else we need to shit out before
we move on? Not that I can think of. There's really not a whole lot to say about this movie itself. It does some things right. It does some things wrong. And the result is middling.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't watched this movie, go watch it. Or
yeah,
if you haven't watched it, if you haven't watched it in a while, get. I think this might be another one of those examples where it's just one of those movies that people watch and they're like, you know, they watch it as a kid. I mean, and then they grow up seeing these videos where they it gets called one of the best, and they're like, oh yeah, I agree with that. I saw it as a kid. To those people, I'd say, watch it again. And watch all these movies again, just to refresh your memory. Don't just watch, you know, some of them. But rewatch this one and really be like, is this as great as I remember?
Yeah, just look at it critically.
Watch it with a critical eye.
Yeah, I mean, you should be watching a lot of movies like that, but you should know how to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, take this movie. I'm not saying watch this movie and start hating it. But
there's nothing great about this movie. There's nothing really great. This movie's the beginning of a lot of things for the Godzilla franchise.
There's some good stuff. I mean, I think we're watching these. I think we're being hypercritical of these movies sometimes just because we're sitting down and watching them and not talking.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But there is some fun to be had if you just sit down and watch this movie with a friend, start making fun of the egg guy or some shit, start making fun of all the hats this bitch is wearing. And
yeah.
The fairies and stuff. It's not void of all that.
Yeah, it's certainly not rich in it though.
Yeah, but you know,
it's not a gold mine like King Kong versus Godzilla where you can just keep.
Every scene's got something.
There's something fucked hilarious. Up or weird. God, there's just like the shit that can make you. I mean, I feel like we're always talking about King Kong versus Godzilla, but for good reason, because mm-hmm. it's one of the goddamn best to just have a good time watching.
Yeah.
And I feel like it doesn't get that credit enough, but.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Everybody just kind of complains about it most of the time.
Yeah.
James Rolfe just kind of.
People glance over that movie all the time.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, yeah, it was a big deal because King Kong fought Godzilla. And then that's like the extent of.
Yeah.
They don't mention that it's fucking hilarious.
Maybe James Rolfe goes, you know, like, what the hell is, you know. What the heck's going on here? Godzilla looks green. Yeah. You know, or something, you know, or like complains
focuses
about,
on some weird,
yeah,
weird shit.
Some little thing he just noticed. He's like, yeah, I should probably add this in the video.
This movie is also what marks like the third time that people are painted brown to pass as Islanders.
Yeah, they're painted a little less brown this time.
Some of them are painted red.
Yeah. Some of them look like actual. Some of them have like feathers in their, like feather headdresses, and like mm-hmm. some of them are like, some of the natives are not Japanese. Most of them are just Japanese people, but some of them are like real. I noticed.
Maybe you're just getting used to the Japanese people painted brown.
I'm just desensitized to it.
Yeah, you're starting to believe what the people in the 60s believe.
Shit.
It's like, oh my god, it's real Islanders. I don't know where they're from. I can't
ignorant,
put my finger
primitive
on.
Savages.
Yeah. We're watching Rodan next.
Woo!